We turn out some big news for federal student loan borrowers. Yesterday, Education Secretary Linda McMahon announced that the Education Department would restart its efforts to collect on defaulted loans. Lots of borrowers are confused and trying to make sense of their repayment options, so NPR's Corey Turner is here to help make sense of it. Hi, Corey.
Hey, Ari.
So the department says it's going to resume collecting on defaulted federal student loans. What does that mean exactly, and how would it work?
So before the pandemic, there was this standard process for dealing with borrowers who were late on their payments. After 90 days, they were reported to the credit bureaus, so their credit took a hit. And after 270 days, they were considered in default. But, Ari, in March 2020, the consequences of default were paused. And that pause, astonishingly, lasted 5 years. Now, the Trump administration is saying it's time to get back to those old rules. And that means after 270 days, the Treasury Department can once again seize part of a defaulted borrower's tax refund or even Social Security benefits. It wants to restart that Treasury offset program on May 5th. And the Education Department says later this summer, it wants to begin warning borrowers they could have their wages garnished.
How many borrowers are we talking about here?
Well, so it's a couple different groups. All right. There's a chunk of folks who were in default before the pandemic, and they simply stayed there over the years. According to the department, that's more than 5 million people in long-term default. These are the folks who are obviously going to be first to feel these efforts by the government to claw back some of its investment. Millions more borrowers may not be in default yet, but they seem to be headed in that direction. Nearly 3 million are between 60 and 90 days late on their payments, and another 4 million borrowers are more than 90 days late, which means they have now been reported to the credit bureaus. And when you do this math, all right, that's roughly 12 million people. It's more than a quarter of all borrowers in the system who are either in default or meaningfully delinquent on their payments.
It's a lot of people. So what advice do you have for them?
Yeah, I know it can feel unsettling when the Education Department starts talking after 5 years about garnishing wages, but borrowers need to know that the department and its loan servicers can't do anything or aren't going to do anything without giving borrowers lots of heads up. So email, snail mail, and once a borrower gets deep enough into delinquency, they're going to start getting actual phone calls. Here's Scott Buchanan. He's head of the Student Loan Servicing Alliance. It's a nonprofit trade group.
Don't ignore the notices. Don't ignore the phone calls. We probably have a solution that can meet you where you are. It will certainly be better than going into delinquency and default.
And that, Ari, is why it's really important for borrowers to go to studentaid.gov and make sure their email and physical addresses are up to date. One more bit of advice. As confusing as the loan system has been lately, especially with the Save Repayment Plan bogged down to the courts, borrowers who genuinely worry they can't afford to repay their loans, they need to know there are still options to keep their monthly payments low, options that I guarantee are going to be better than taking a hit to their credit or, worse, having their wages garnished.
NPR's Corey Turner, thank you.
You're welcome.